All right, 1380 WPHM. Tuesday mornings around this time, we talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, there are lots of places to visit. There are lots of events to visit, too, aren't there?
Yes, yeah. And one of the events that is on my bucket list for next September is the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta.
Oh, that's that big balloon deal. Yeah.
The big hot air balloons. They put off over 100 balloons. And It really looks great. I have my son and his girlfriend really wanted to go there, and I said, "All right, let's put that on our list
next year."
And
that'd
that's
be
gonna
fun.
Be. I think it'll be a great because it's 2 weeks, but you don't have to go for the full 2 weeks.
Okay.
You can go each day. They offer different things, and the weekends is a little bit more fun with the partying and the bands that they have going. But there's so much happening there.
I know Frankenmuth does a hot air balloon festival on a much smaller scale, obviously.
Oh,
I think Battle Creek does one as well. But this is the big one. If you're
into
hot air balloons.
This is the big one. Yes.
So do you want to ride one of those balloons?
I've been on a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
It is surreal. It's like you're up there and all of a sudden you realize, the only thing keeping me up here
Is this
balloon.
This balloon, this basket, and this helium, and I hope
And we landed in someone's backyard.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and they go, oh, we land in this neighborhood all the time. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I have not done a hot air balloon. I went parasailing once, though.
Oh, okay.
And that experience was pretty cool because you go up so high that it gets really quiet up there.
Oh, it's quiet, yes.
I bet it is on a hot air balloon, too. You're so far away. You're looking down, and
You're just there.
Floating.
And you're floating across, and we have great... They go early in the morning, I think, to get that cold versus the hot going on.
Yeah. Oh, the weather conditions have to be just right.
Just perfect.
Wind and everything else just has to be just
when
so.
When we were in Montana over at a dude ranch at Paws Up, we went on a hot air balloon. And that one, we had to wait 2 days because the weather wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I did in Seattle over the South Padre Island, that was amazing. They're both amazing. I mean,
yeah.
It really is something to see. And you just stand there and you're just like, wow. And you're going over and you can see deer running like near Montana.
That'd be neat.
It was cool. And the thing is it's such a – Albuquerque, from what I understand, the amazing part of all the balloons, they go for miles.
Mm-hmm.
Not like in a lot of our areas. They don't go very far.
Right.
But this is, they lift them all up 100 at a time even, and they just let them go, and the skies are just lit up.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And obviously the reason that a town like Albuquerque puts something like this on is to get people to come visit and see what else the town has going on.
Exactly. You know, there's a couple ways to do it. I have some friends that are doing it through... like one of the tour companies. And what that is that you'll get 2 days at the Albuquerque Balloon Fest, and then you get into Santa Fe. You're going to get to see parts of Albuquerque itself. They're going to take you down the Turquoise Trail. Lots of beautiful things to see. It really is a beautiful area to visit. And why not do it as an escorted tour, and then you can see a little bit more of things. It doesn't include a balloon ride, but you can plan that ahead, and we'll set you up with that.
Okay.
But I'm doing it when we go. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it with my kids. We're going to go for the weekend. You have to book it in January. It's not available now.
Okay.
And then in January for next year is when you just go to their website, and they kind of guide you on what to do. And I can help you with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something that everyone talks about.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd love to see hot air balloons and blah, blah. And I just kind of think, up and away. Why not?
Well, in my beautiful balloon. Absolutely. It's in September. And again, if you want to plan for next September, it's probably too late for this year. But to plan for next year, do it in January. Get it done early.
This year, I think it's actually the end of October. I'm not really specifically sure. They change it a little bit every year. But yes, I think it is this year too late. But I'm going to say to plan it for next year, get it on your calendar, and you can do it in a weekend. So why not fly down, do a weekend trip, and just get some friends together? What a fun weekend it would be.
Yeah, that does sound fun. And one of the nice things about traveling that time of year is it's off peak season for travel. You go somewhere in June, July, and August, you know, you're fighting the crowds. But you get there that time of year, it's a little bit easier to travel.
Well, and I think, too, people like to travel in the fall here. You know, the summer is kind of our only time to enjoy the water.
Right.
So I think, wow, everyone always wants to go somewhere, and it's hurricane season down south.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the Caribbean and Mexico. So what a better spot to take. But
go out to the
desert. Actually really looking forward to it, and I think It's easy to fly in Albuquerque. They have a nonstop flight, and it's a short drive to Santa Fe. So it really is drivable. If you want to do it on your own, we can do that, or do the package.
Sounds fun. The Hot Air Balloon Festival in Albuquerque. You can talk to Deanne if you want to plan a trip like that or any other trip. What's the best way to go about doing that?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.